You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
The tune Move, we begin our jazz baptism into the album Birth of the Cool by jazz titan Miles Davis. And this Capitol Records album was released to the world in 1957 and was packed with 12 songs that would introduce cool jazz and a masterpiece to the world, and is what we are going to focus on for this next hour of Neon Jazz Together. This iconic album with Miles and his nonad was the sum total of three recording sessions during 1949 and 1950. This album's hallmark was odd instrumentation and some pretty big names on the album. Miles was on trumpet, arranger and pianist Gil Evans was in there, Bill Barber on tuba, Junior Collins on French horn, the great Jerry Mulligan on the baritone sax, Lee Konitz on alto sax, John Lewis on piano, Al McKibben on bass, and the great Max Roach on the drums. And as is the case with most of Miles' recording sessions, magic happened and jazz welcomed another album that would survive into infinity. All of these cats together had innovative arrangements and were influenced by classical music techniques. Ultimately, it was a huge post-bop movement and galvanized the annals of cool jazz for the world to dig. And do we ever. We are going to move on and dig this album some more, along with the history that went with it. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of cool jazz, post-bop tendencies, and iconic albums, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to keep on looking into the birth of the cool. Here's the second track off the album, Jeru.
Thank you.
That was the tune Moon Dreams off The Birth of the Cool. So in 1948, Miles had about 3 years of bebop in his rearview mirror, but struggled to match the speed and ranges of the likes of Dizzy Gillespie and the great Charlie Parker. So he played in the mid-range of his instrument. During that same year, Miles and others were getting concerned that Charlie Parker and his drug use was starting to bring him down. So he left Charles's quintet and went out on his own. And this is where he met Gil Evans at his apartment off 52nd Street in New York City, and the jazz lore began. They hosted many sessions with a huge assortment of cats to usher in this new sound. The beginnings of the birth of the cool. With that exact birth in mind, here's the track Venus de Milo right here on Neon Jazz. That was the tune Budo off Birth of the Cool. So Gil Evans really wanted to work with Charlie Parker on this project, but he thought that Parker was too dedicated to his own solo voice. This was the perfect setup for Miles to be the lead on the project. The two met in the summer of 47, discovering a mutual respect for each other's work. The two decided to tap into the members of the Salon for their new group, or the Miles Davis Donnet, including Salon member, arranger, and baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan. The members of the Salon came to the conclusion that the ensemble should feature two saxophones, four brass, and a rhythm section for a total of nine players. So, with that, let's move on into another track on the album. Here's the tune, Deception.
Thank you.
That was Miles and the Nonette with the song Godchild off Birth of the Cool. Miles was able to secure a two-week engagement in September 1948 for the Nonette opening for Count Basie at the Royal Roost in New York. For the band's booking, Mulligan contributed six arrangements, Lewis had three, Evans had two, and composer John Carisi arranged his own composition called Israel. The band played at the Roost for the weeks of August 30, September 4, September 13th, to September the 18th. The beginning of history was in motion. Here's the band with Boplicity next on the program. Neon Jazz.
Do it.
That was the song Rocker off The Birth of the Cool. The Nonette recorded 12 tracks for Capitol during three sessions over the course of nearly a year and a half. Davis, Konitz, Mulligan, and Barber were the only musicians who played on all three sessions. The first sessions were on January 21, 1949, recording four tracks, and the second date came 3 months later on April 22, 1949, with Davis filling in for Fats Navarro and Tad Dameron's band with Charlie Parker during the interim. The band did not return to the studio until March 9, 1950, and that was the last recording session. So here it is. Here's the tune Israel off The Birth of the Cool.
Thank you.
That was Miles and the Boys with the song Rogue. One of the big perks of the non-out was the use of paired instrumentation. For example, in the tune Move, you can hear a pairing of the trumpet and alto sax, baritone sax, and tuba supply the counterpoint, and the trombone and the French horn provide the harmonies, and that was the beauty of this cool jazz sound. Let's keep heading down the album list here. Here's Darn That Dream with the non-out in 1949.
That dream I dream each night. You say you love me and you hold me tight, but when I awake you're out of sight. Oh darn that dream. Darn your lips, darn your eyes, they lift me high above the starry skies. Then I tumble out of paradise. Oh, darn that dream. Darn this one track mind of mine. It can't understand that you don't care. Just to change the mood I'm in, I'd welcome a nice old night. And bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream.
Hi, this is Anita Dixon, the Executive Director of the Mutual Musicians Foundation International, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Performed live, that was the Birth of the Cool theme song there. Another huge influence of the sound of the Birth of the Cool was epitomized by bandleader Claude Thornhill and his orchestra. Coming out of Thornhill's band was Lee Konitz, Jerry Mulligan, and Gil Evans. That impressionistic style, that innovative use of instrumentation with the tuba and the French horn, came to define this album. Here's another live track in a stack of them from the Birth of the Cool sessions. Here's the tune, Why Do I Love You?
Why do you love me? Why should there be two as happy as we? Can you see the why or wherefore I should be the one you care for? I'm a lucky boy, you are lucky too. All our dreams of joy seem to come true. Maybe that's because you love me. Maybe that's why I love you.
This is pianist Joanne Doherty, a Kansas City transplant now living in Chicago. Check out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino on the radio or on his podcast for lots of great interviews with fascinating musicians.
Thank you.
Live from the minds of Miles and the band. That was Sivu Play off The Birth of the Cool. So Miles saw the 18-piece Thornhill Orchestra as cumbersome and decided to split the group in half for his desired sound. So let's keep on listening to that sound, shall we? Live. This is Symphony Sid announcing the band and then going right on from there into a live cut of Budo Hallucination.
And right now, ladies and gentlemen, back to the Royal Roost with the lights below, the music with that gone groove right here at 1580 Broadway between 47th and 48th Streets. It's right opposite the Strand Theater where you can sit back and relax and dig some of the wonderful things. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music. We bring you Impressions in Modern Music with the great Miles Davis and his wonderful new organization. A new impression in modern music.
Here. Again, that was Miles with the band with the tune Budo. And with that, cool jazz was officially a part of the language of the world, and jazz evolved with the birth of the cool. And the album stands, after all of these years, as a definition and a pivotal artifact that would make jazz brighter. Thus, the elasticity of bop was married with skillful big band arrangements and a relaxed, subdued mood that made it all seem so easy and intricate at the same time. And that, my friends, is what you call cool. Our final song on the show is Like a Dickens Book. We started with Move, and we are going to end with a live cut of Move and A Tale of Two Jazz Cities here. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that was born flat out cool, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you, so drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz. Jazz is just like an attitude.
Neon Jazz.